Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is it Monday already? I didn't put an episode up. Wait, we're on break. Enjoy these tangents in the meantime. Please remember, we do swear.
If we were to compare it to Peter Pan, though, I think that in this instance, he would be Captain Hook. Because he has that cape and everything, and if he's wearing power like a cloak and telling people to walk the plank, he is Captain Hook.
I definitely need to write a Peter Pan fan fiction in which Captain Hook wears power like a cloak.
Yes.
Or a cloak of power, either way.
A cloak of power, whichever.
Or a Circle of Magic fan fiction in which Duke Vedris finds a cloak of power.
Yeah,
that is also
a young
option.
Duke Vedris pre-Circle of Magic.
Yes. Just yeah. WWYD. What would Yoren do if it's something that he's gonna do? Don't fucking do it. I've applied that to my life.
Ain't that just the way?
Like,
it's a lot.
That's a whole lot. Like, I mean, I'd murder a man for Kit Kat Dark, but listen.
The alternative is going to the dollar store and picking one up.
Just can't find him at the dollar store.
What if the dollar store is closed? She does work nights.
I do work nights. I mean, yeah. We're not going to mention the fact that I could go to the gas station and Come and Go's got them 2 for $4, but listen.
There are alternatives that are easier to stomach the consequences of than murder.
Yes.
You would murder someone for a Kit Kat Dark, but what yes. would you do for a Klondike bar? I'm sorry.
Absolutely nothing. I was going to say absolutely nothing because I find them disgusting.
I was going to say, Molly.
I had to because that's like their slogan.
Yeah.
Molly, you don't want to know what she's willing to do.
I would murder someone to take it away from me.
But if they're dead and they're near you, then
no,
it's staying right
I would
there.
Murder. I would murder a third party. For someone to take it away from me.
I suddenly have this image of somebody like threatening to force feed you Klondike bars until you
pass. Yeah. That's how it would
That's
go.
That's a pretty cheap hit, man. Not gonna lie. The running rate's like $20,000, but now Indy, just give her a Klondike bar. She'll murder whoever you want. Great.
But not for me to consume. You have to threaten me with them.
Yeah, I have to threaten you with the Klondike bar.
I will give you this Klondike bar if you do not murder somebody for me.
FBI agent, that was a joke.
I will force you to eat this Klondike bar unless you murder that man right there. Do it.
Damn.
What can I say?
Are you finished, Indy?
I'm good, but yeah.
This is also the moment to bring up that Indy and I were originally planning to pretend when we got to this chapter that it had played out completely differently. And we were going to be like, I do not remember this chapter happening this way. what I remember was that Frostpine had come in to deliver more of the boxes, and someone had bumped into him, and he'd gotten sick, and
then Kirill was nursing him back to health.
And Kirill nursed Frostpine back to health, and then died of the pox.
Yeah, we were planning on all kinds of stuff, but yeah.
And then after chapter 7, we went, fuck. We can't.
No, we can't.
You're incorrigible, the both of you.
You know.
Can't believe
that is a compliment.
I was going to say, yeah, I kind of take that as one.
But yeah, I don't know. I could tell, like, from the spill. Because it was like, it was some character that wasn't even named. It was just some guy. So, like, you couldn't even get mad at him. It's just like a random accident with a dude that instantly got kicked out. And it's like, she got it. How bad she got it, I don't know, but she got it.
But they have also unlocked 3 keys.
Okay, but why though?
Welcome to the Circle Temple. I'm out of here.
I'm gone.
I can't make references to Will of the Empress because you won't understand them.
I also won't understand them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm just going to turn around and go, okay, you, random thin air.
I'm listening. I am random air. You can tell I'm not indie because I have a deeper voice.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Who was that? Did you guys hear that? That was weird.
That was my friend, Thin Air, who I talked to about the last 3 Circle of Magic books. I mean, not wrong, actually.
God.
Just imagining massive Frostpine, like, putting on the moves and dancing and stuff, and the girls are just lining up like, oh, swimming. I love this. Yeah.
And therefore, they're going to continue to make stuff out of wood. Will you please find a place to sit and sit there?
No.
Well, he did. He did.
How dare you?
Right on top of your.
Yes, yes.
Oh, jeez.
Stop moving around, my child. Like, I'd rather you sit on the camera. Here, you can sit on the camera. Just sit. I'd rather you sit on the camera than you want to. Here, look, right there. There you go. Have a seat. He's purring, but he also bit me. Okay.
How dare you tell him what to do?
I know, right?
There was also the discussion of the stripper AU, but not for the Amelon kids, for the Our Flag Means Death characters.
That's probably a good thing. I mean, stripper AU for Circle should probably wait at least until they're adults.
Yes. That we are all in agreement with this.
I mean, we could get Kes stripping in this one, but that's about it.
I'm down. I love Kes, but yeah, I'm down.
That's his side gig. Mm-hmm. It only like partially pertains to the AU.
I mean, he does take his shirt off at one point.
Does. Someone needs to just throw coins at him.
Yeah, he'll be like, he's like the undercover Yaskadasi sucks. So he'll be like, no, Dama, watch and learn.
This is how you do it.
And then he just starts stripping, and like people are throwing coins at his feet and all of this.
Doesn't he also play like an instrument too? So he could be naked while playing an instrument.
Yes.
Isn't that like there's a person who does that? Isn't like the naked cowboy or something?
I don't know. The only thing I could think of is
A Knight's Tale.
No.
Yeah, that too.
Forrest Gump. Jenny is playing the guitar. There's a scene where she's in a nightclub playing the guitar. You don't see anything, but she's totally naked.
Okay, but why though? But Steven has his dimples, but he's gotten too fat where you can't see him anymore.
Damn.
Chris has holes. Fucking cold.
My sister's German Shepherd was exactly the same way. He would like chase our cat around and like get it up onto like a car or something, and then like keep sniffing at it and like bark, and then it would just like beat the ever living shit out of her, and like she would even like bleed from her nose sometimes because he'd like really like get her, and it's like and she would keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. We had dogs like that too.
It's like you're getting your ass kicked.
You like stop. Apparently, dogs are masochists. Just like the abuse.
Is this the same sister's dog that you thought had gotten out and then accidentally stole a dog?
Same German Shepherd. Yeah, same German Shepherd I kidnapped another German Shepherd for. Yeah. Same fucking dog. Apparently, the nose scars didn't tip me off. I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm either racist against German Shepherds or just blind as shit. I can't. I don't know.
Column A, column B.
A little of both.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.